This week's honoree has built a community where adults reclaim childhood dreams, find confidence, and discover joy. One move, one beat at a time.
I always wanted to do dance. I thought it was so beautiful.
That's Jasmine Johnson, a Philly native who never got the chance to dance as a kid. But at 30 years old, she decided to follow that dream.
At the time, I was actually 200 pounds, and I felt really insecure about my body.
Jasmine committed, and step by step, her body got stronger. Her confidence grew.
I'm literally doing turns, and I'm catching my leg. I'm a lot stronger than I was before.
But her transformation didn't stop with her body.
Alisa encouraged me a lot. She spoke life into me. She even told me, like, I've become so much more disciplined through this.
It doesn't matter when you start. It matters that you start.
People don't think that adults want this, but they do.
Alisa Bowser is founder of Second Chance Dance, an adults-only dance studio in Roxboro.
The European standard is that you go to school as a dancer from 3 to 18. At 18 years old, you have two options. You quit or you choose to do it as a career. That's it.
Second Chance Dance. Notice SCD defies expectation. They teach ballet, modern, jazz, tap, and more to people of all ages, shapes, and sizes, giving adults permission to begin again and to grow in their own time.
And we have teachers who are instructors. They're physically moving your body. They're giving you corrections specific to just you so that you as an individual can improve.
And for those who choose to, there's a stage waiting, a place to turn practice into performance.
You get on stage and you show them what you've been working on, and it's exciting, it's exhilarating.
For Alisa, movement has always been her language, the way she made sense of the world.
I grew up in Philly in public schools. This was legitimately the safest outlet I had at the time.
Her talent led her to Philadelphia's famed Creative and Performing Arts High School, Kappa. But when it came time for college, Alisa chose a different path. She said goodbye to her beloved art form and hello to practicality.
I didn't know that I could have been a professional, but I knew I got straight A's and I knew I could get a full ride to school. So I went to school for business and culture.
But without dance, Alisa felt lost.
I went through the depression of all depressions.
Alisa's creative voice had gone quiet. She graduated, worked for the federal government, but the calling never left. She dreamed of a place where adults could learn to dance. No pressure, no judgment, just possibility. So 4 years ago, she took a leap. She rented a small studio and posted an open invitation online.
And 32 strangers showed up for 6 weeks over the summer. And at the end, they said, so what's next?
It was the start of something beautiful. Alisa bought a building on Henry Avenue. She opened up Second Chance Dance in November of 2022. But only three people showed up.
People were saying to me, yeah, but I'm plus size. I don't think I can make it through the class. I don't know if I can do this. I don't even go to the gym.
But when students started sharing their stories on social media,
people were rolling in.
And by spring, there were 23 students. By summer, 50. And that first recital, a sold-out show with 32 dancers.
Every year, we're adding more and more people and finding more and more space. And now I have 10 teachers.
I went to an adults-only dance studio. This sounds like what I've been praying for a long time. My name is Evan Burton, and I nominated Alisa Bowser to be a good soul. If you go to various dance studios across the city, you don't ever really know who you're dancing with. That's not Second Chance Dance at all. It's a family. You will know each other's names. You will dance with each other. You will build community and relationship. Alisa is a good soul because she is a community builder.
She nourishes us in so many ways outside of just dance. So, yes, I think that she's the epitome of good soul.
For Jasmine Johnson, SCD is the place that turned a dreamer into a teacher.
My inner child is so happy. She's so proud of me.
When I think of Good Souls, I think of like a brilliant legacy.
And for Elisa Bowser, Second Chance Dance isn't just a business, it's her purpose.
Doing and giving and showing and providing to the community, to the people around you.
If you know someone who has performed an act of kindness, whether it be big or small, and you think they serve as an example of compassion, generosity, and service, tell us your story by nominating your person at whyy.org/goodsouls. I'm Cherry Gregg. Thanks for listening.